WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A grade school in Richmond will get rid of its name recognizing a Confederate general and replace it with that of President Barack Obama. A college accrediting board raises a warning for the financial health of Sweetbriar College. And Virginia is devoting more money to prevent unintended pregnancies. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, June 19th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Richmond's J.E.B. Stuart Elementary, named after a Confederate general, will soon be renamed Barack Obama Elementary. As WCVE's Megan Pauley reports, the school board voted on the new name Monday night.
Students at Jeb Stuart Elementary were asked to help in the renaming process. During election primaries last week, they selected their top three names from a list of seven finalists. Among the top three, former President Barack Obama.
I'm excited because the kids, the students, provided input.
That's Dawn Page, school board chair. Among those not so excited, school board member Kenya Gibson.
Gosh, I mean, I never thought I would vote against Barack Obama, you know? I mean, what an incredible president and someone that deserves any, all recognition.
She and others, including the family of Albert V. Norrell, one of Richmond's first African-American educators, would have preferred the school renamed to honor the city's local history.
In Richmond, I'm Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
The college accrediting body for Sweetbriar College says the school has failed to comply with financial responsibility guidelines. The Daily Progress reports that the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges, or SACS, issued the warning to Sweetbriar at its biannual meeting on Friday. The warning status will remain in effect for a year. SACS has not released minutes from Friday's meeting, but the determination suggests financial weaknesses for Sweetbriar 3 years after it nearly closed under financial pressure. SACS, a regional accreditor, has nearly 800 colleges operating under its supervision. The University of Virginia is making its grounds more accessible for those in wheelchairs. The Daily Progress reports that two new ramps will allow wheelchair users to move the length of the lawn, the grassy center of the Thomas Jefferson-designed academical village. But some oppose the ramps. A group of alumni and university supporters called the Jeffersonian Grounds Initiative argued that the ramps will harm the integrity of the lawn. Nearly 50 companies are competing for 5 licenses to dispense medical cannabis oil in Virginia's 5 health services areas, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Virginia recently expanded legal protections for patients seeking to use medical cannabis oils. Lawmakers also passed legislation allowing for in-state production and sales of medical cannabis oils. The applications require a $10,000 filing fee. In Virginia, almost 40% of pregnancies are unintended. A new pilot program funded in the latest state budget aims to lower that number, as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
IUDs, or intrauterine devices, are one of the most effective forms of reversible birth control. But for someone who doesn't have insurance, they're also one of the most expensive.
Without any discounts, they can be about $1,000 each.
An amount that Emily Yates, with Virginia's Department of Health, says is a barrier for a lot of low-income women.
They may have to choose a method that is more affordable for them upfront, like pills or condoms, which we know are less effective at preventing unintended pregnancy.
The most recent state budget allots $6 million to help reduce that barrier. Doctors and clinics can apply for the funds, and for low-income patients, the service will be free. Yates points to similar initiatives in Colorado and St. Louis.
Both of those projects saw a tremendous decline in unintended pregnancies, abortions, teen pregnancies, and maternal and child health outcomes.
In Colorado, for instance, the teen abortion rate was cut nearly in half. But as Yates points out, that was a much larger investment over 5 years. Virginia's pilot program is funded for 2 years. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally, it sounds like the progressive band Genesis warned about this nearly 50 years ago, but giant hogweed, an invasive plant that can produce severe burns and blisters, has been spotted in Virginia. The Virginia Cooperative Extension says the plant was sighted several days ago in Berryville, where a property owner had planted it as an ornamental. Giant hogweed, one of three plants defined in Virginia as a Tier 1 noxious weed, is heavily regulated. Giant hogweed can be confused with cow parsnip, which is native to Virginia. State agriculture officials are working on a plan to fight the spread of the invasive plant. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.